Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to an encore edition of Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Whether it's a hit Yo-Yo Ma recording or a rarity like this live record of Leonard Bernstein conducting Debussy, finding classical CDs used to be as simple as heading to your local Tower Records. But since the retailer went under last fall, many music fans were left wondering who, if anyone, could pick up the slack. One enterprising company that's attempting to do just that is an internet retailer called ArchiveMusic.com. Joining us this afternoon to talk about it is Anne Majette, classical music critic at the New York Times. Anne, welcome back.
Hi, John.
So there's a lot of excitement about, you know, classical music taking its place in the download market. Archive Music remains committed to actually selling CDs. Why is that?
Well, I think classical music has defied expectations in the current recording climate in a couple of ways. First, by doing well in downloads or as downloads, and second, by offering enough business that an entire online retailer can survive only selling classical music CDs. It proves there is still a market for it. I think a lot of classical, hardcore classical lovers are a little mistrustful of downloads, in part because of the compromised sound format. An MP3 offers compressed sound, which is not as true to life as even digital sound. And Archive feels that its customers are actually more interested in old-fashioned, more or less, CDs than in downloads.
So CDs are now old-fashioned.
Yeah, it goes quick today.
I should mention Archive, spelled A-R-K-I-V, which was also the name of a very venerable old classical music label over in Germany some years ago. But this ArchiveMusic.com, they're selling classical CDs. It's not such an old-fashioned business the way they're running it, is it?
Well, it's interesting how classical music dovetails very nicely with contemporary theories about marketing over the internet. Chris Anderson has his well-known book about the long tail, which is the idea of selling less of more, that Amazon.com offers you 5 zillion books, so you're going to find the one book on Navajo verb tenses that you happen to want, even if only five other people want it. Archive is making a virtue of that by making lots of CDs available, and particularly by setting up deals with the major labels to make their back catalog available on demand, but as a CD for people, so that you can go online and find the out-of-print CD that you want, and they will print it up for you and give you, in effect, an exact replica of the defunct CD sent to your door. And that way you don't have to have the cost of storing it, of manufacturing it. You can do it only when there's a demand for it, and it makes it worth your while to have that available on your server or wherever it is that you store it.
So for a store, a brick-and-mortar store, you could never have enough shelf space to keep all of these different recordings
in
stock.
Never. It would be a city block, and then half of them would be wanted once a year in any given city. But if you're on the internet where you can access, you know, all the countries in the world, you're going to have enough. Even if you only sell 100 of a given recording in a year, it's worth your while to make that recording available if you have no overhead for storing it.
So how deep is their catalog?
Their catalog is amazingly deep. And they've signed deals now with Universal Music, with EMI, and with Sony, BMG, to make back catalog available. And they will be making titles increasingly available. So there's a lot of stuff that you can get that you hadn't been able to buy at Tower for years, even before they closed.
And when you can buy it, what are you paying for it?
It's pretty standard prices. I mean, from $17 down, some of it is cheaper, $9, $10, but it's not necessarily discounted. Although it is worthy of note, I think, that Amazon.com is also looking at the CD, the classical market, and Amazon has started a section of their website specifically for discounted classical music. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yes, yeah, the blowout store. Yeah, we actually covered that a little while ago. So when you look at that, when you look at archivemusic.com, when you look at the success, the surprising success of classical music as a download service as well, are you optimistic or pessimistic about the future of classical recordings?
Well, I think it flies in the face of conventional wisdom that classical recording is not going to survive in the internet age. That said, all of recording is in bad trouble right now. I mean, the whole industry is going through a very difficult time. One of the key questions that is asked in any discussion of classical music today is, how do you define classical? I mean, we hear that classical sales have risen on iTunes by 22% in the last year, which is great, but if classical is all Andrea Bocelli and Josh Groban and soundtracks, it's a little questionable whether this is really good for the field.
There is definitely room for archive music and folks like that. Anne Majed is classical music critic at the New York Times, and thanks very much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, John.
And that'll do it for Soundcheck today. There are many ways to listen to Soundcheck. Our archives and podcasts live on the website at WNYC.org, and you can chime in. There's a comments feature on our website. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise, Joel Meyer, and Allison Lichter. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon. I'm John Schaefer. Join us again for the next Soundcheck.